Okay, so we're back here with Larry Fagan again today. Larry, I thank you for coming in and joining
us. Always a pleasure, Dave.
And he's going to come back in. So this isn't going to be the only round of sessions. We got so much to talk about. Ooh. But today I want to kind of highlight a couple different things. You know, we're going to ISSA here just shortly. Well, I am. I don't know about you. You said
I may.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Depends on if my kids invite me.
You might notice he's got his ISSA button on, so we had
Absolutely.
To talk. Yeah, we got to talk about it. We're going to be in Dallas this year. It's October. Well, it's Halloween. It's that week. And you might already know I'm going to be on a panel. We're going to be talking all kinds of things shop. It's a meet and greet. I don't remember the date. That's not important. Larry's here. One of the things we're talking about, Larry, is getting people to recognize the frontline workers.
Mm,
you know, we started out our year talking about this. I think you and I both know that, you know, people come to this by choice. They aren't just always, you know, somebody mopped the floor or cleaned the toilet.
Right, absolutely. And, you know, healthy, positive, and proactive. I think that if the viewers out there, if you could get the guys that own the businesses, the guys that are managers of the businesses, to accentuate the value of the person's job and who they are and how valuable they are to the whole aspect of their business, maybe even by having them come on and share their experience and strength and what they do in that. You know what? I just had a great idea.
Uh-oh. a great idea for me.
Man, the bulb's gone. If I'm the business owner, say I got 50 employees, custodial staff, school, public, whatever, whatever it is, I just thought of a great idea. I'm going to reach out into my staff, and I'm going to give them an award, if you will. Whoever gets evaluated as the best custodian for the month, we're going to invite them to come on and call Dave.
I'll definitely
call Dave. Talk to Dave to share their day of work or what they do, how they interact with the people in a building or what have you.
Well, you know, folks, we've said this before. You may have noticed we've had a couple people on the show this year so far. The whole thing is we don't get a lot of respect, but on the other hand, it's somewhat our fault because you only get the respect that you demand. Amen. And, you know, people appreciate those who have a voice, have a good voice. You know, there's a lot of positive things we do in our business.
Mm-hmm.
It's getting those frontline people, as you said, that are doing something. But let's talk about not just cleaning toilets.
Yeah.
You know what I found? One of the guys that was running a Kyvac every night, cleaning toilets every night.
What's that?
He was a retired engineer. You know, he was building bridges and stuff. I mean, you're talking about...
I learned early in my sales career, as I was going out there working with custodial departments and staffs and business owners, executives, I was told by my father-in-law who weaned me in the business, he says, Larry, never overstep your knowledge when you're out in the field, because you never know who you're talking to. And Dave, that's an excellent point. I can remember stripping floors in a Catholic church in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, St. Rosalia's Church. There was this old, semi-old.
Be careful there now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So there was this older gentleman stripping a floor by himself late at night in this Catholic church, St. Rosalia's in Greenfield, Pennsylvania, suburb of Pittsburgh, and I walked in and started popping off like I was young and hot and full of pee and vinegar. But all of a sudden, I remembered my father-in-law's message: don't overstep your knowledge. And after chatting with this gentleman for a short period of time, I come to learn that he was a retired chemical engineer from United States Steel there in Pittsburgh. He took this job to serve his church, and because he didn't want to sit and watch
So
TV.
The thing is, he knew more about chemicals than you did, and you didn't need to be. And folks, this is what we want to talk about. Who is on your staff that we can highlight and talk about, well, their life, who they are, how many kids they have, grandkids? You know, what really does it take to make a person in our cleaning industry? Folks, well, I've said it before, and I think Larry will agree with me. We're in the people business, not the cleaning business.
So we
kind of want them to come on the show, just like you are.
Please. And you know what? The more that you can hear from the frontline people in our industry, I think the more valuable of more respect you're going to get for who we are. We're not just some dumb janitor mopping a floor. Believe me, we're much, much more than that.
Well, Larry, I don't know if you've seen it, but my little phrase I have, I am a janitor and I save lives.
Yeah.
We want to make sure that some other people know that. So stay tuned to our show. We've got more Larry Fagan. Listen to the podcast. We're everywhere. But your folks out on LinkedIn, we appreciate what you've been doing lately. Keep up the good work.
Thumbs up.